Very difficult match. Dundalk, obviously, under Stephen O'Donnell this year, are a different kettle of fish, and they've been very efficient. They're third in the table now after Derry leapfrogging them the weekend, but their home form has just been brilliant this year. 10 wins, 2 draws out of 12 games. They're sitting on 42 points after 23 games, so they're really, really in good shape. Going well. Patrick Hoban scoring 8 goals this season for them, the top goal scorer, so it's a massive task for Finn Harps to go up and get something out of this game on Friday night.
Yeah, a draw would be an excellent result on the road for Ollie.
I think so. I really do. I think if they can score and try to finish the job off in regards to keeping, one or two goals potentially. But as we all know, the Achilles heel this year has been scoring goals for Finn Harps, and they're probably going to need 2 goals to get something out of this game, and I just can't see that happening.
And of course, all Harps fans will be keeping a very, very close eye on UCD and Shelburne. UCD will be boosted by that result against Sligo last weekend, tied now with Finn Harps on 12 points. If things don't go the way of Harps in their game and UCD are all of a sudden coming into to a running form, there could be problems on the horizon.
Yeah, listen, it's coming to that time of the season where Harps need to start winning games, and there was always going to be a chance that UCD would pick up points. And they obviously got Sligo at a really good time after the extra time and penalties against Ballytown on Thursday night, and then they obviously played UCD on Sunday, and UCD turned over 2-0, and I know Sligo didn't put out their strongest team because that's carrying knocks, but it still was a big performance and a big result for UCD, considering they've lost Colin Whelan to an ACL injury. They also have lost Liam Kerrigan, and they've also lost their centre-back Yo-Yo, who's going to Bolton, so they've lost a lot of quality players and they're still producing results, and they'll be looking to turn Shelburne over. Shelburne have already beaten them 2-0 this season, and also was a scoreless draw as well in the Belfield, so they'll be looking to try to get 3 points from that one, and obviously we're looking for a big favour from Shelburne to try to turn them over. But somewhere along the line, somebody's going to get 2 or 3 ones on the bounce, and that's going to put extra pressure on either UCD or Finn Harps. So, we need to start winning games very quickly.